And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm coming to you live tonight from my perch at Delaware Academy. I say that I have a great view up off the floor here at DA, and this is a huge MAC girls contest tonight between Walton and Delhi. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and of course on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, over across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online anytime, 24/7, at butlerautosales.com. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. A lot is on the line here tonight, folks. These two teams are really fighting for playoff positions. In the MAC girls standings right now, let's take a quick sneak peek at this. The BG girls are currently in first place with a record of 8-1. Unitego is in second place with a record of 8-1. BG is in first because they have the tiebreaker over Unitego. Walton's in third at 7-2 and has technically punched a place in the league semifinals, which will start next week. But they are not guaranteed a seed yet because right behind them is Delhi at 6-2 and then Green at 5-3. Why does that matter? Say Delhi wins tonight, they would currently be tied with Walton at a record of 7-2. They would own the tiebreaker, so Delhi puts themselves into the playoff picture. The other thing to think about is the Green girls are hosting BG tonight, so if Delhi lost and Green won, that would certainly put a kink into things as well. So we'll know a little bit more. The playoff picture will be a little more clear after tonight's game in terms of the top four. Basically what the top four is that number one seed plays the four seed, two seed plays the three seed in the semifinals next week, and the winners from that would advance to the MAC Championship, which is Friday, February 15th, down at Binghamton University at the BU Event Center. So, the playoff picture, it's starting to become a little more clear, and tonight is going to go a long way in terms of figuring that all out. So a huge game here. It's senior night. That's why we're getting on the air a little bit late. Delhi honored their four seniors, so always an emotional night when you get out on the floor, your parents come out, the flowers come out, and of course, the tears come out. Everybody knows it's getting late in the season, and it is one of those times where if you are lucky enough to be in a position like these two teams are, you have to leave it all on the floor and hope you get a little bit of luck as well. So we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We will pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. Again, a huge game here tonight, the way this is shaped out to be. It's just been so much fun this year between Walton, Delhi, BG, Green, Unitego. At one time, those teams were all tied for first in the MAC. I mean, it's just been a slugfest back and forth with them all beating up on each other. So it's been a lot of fun. Tonight will go a long way in telling us who's going to be in the top four for the playoffs for the MAC girls starting next week. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for, whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid. Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Time now for our starting lineups. First for visiting Walton. The Walton girls, of course, head coach is Mr. Gary Backus. He's been doing it for a long time here for the Lady Warriors. They start with senior number 14, Carissa Crandall. Junior number 20, Mackenzie Clough. Eighth grader number 22, Makara Gibbon. She hit that big game winner at the buzzer against Green last week. Senior number 31, Olivia Harvey. And senior number 33, Jordan Palmatier. On the other side for Delaware Academy and head coach Todd Bruce, they start tonight with senior number 2, Aileen Nealis. Senior number 4, Hannah Baxter. Senior number 11, Anna Post. Senior number 12, Reagan Brocky. And the freshman, number 21, Sylvia Little. Walton is in the road orange uniforms tonight with the black and the white trim. Says Walton in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Delhi is in the home white uniforms, the maroon and the black trim. Says Lady Bulldogs in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. The gym is packed here tonight. Always a good crowd when you come over here to DA. Of course, they are the defending state champions. They will not be defending this year because last year they won that state title in D. They have moved up to C this year. But they are the 2018 New York State Class D girls basketball champions. This year they're in C. And I think there's just a lot of buzz around this community and this program. And listening to the senior speeches tonight, a lot of them were saying how thankful they were for playing for a coach like Todd Bruce, being in a school like this that supports them so much, and playing for a community that was just all in 100% for them last year when they went to states. I mean, it was great. Of course, we followed them the whole way, had that buzzer beater win in overtime against Franklinville up in Albany, up in Troy. Came back here for the parade. I mean, it was just a really, really special time, something I know I will always remember. So here we go. It's a new season and a big one here tonight for the MAC playoffs. Seeding, that is. We're still in the regular season, but a lot is on the line tonight in terms of the seeds. The opening tip is won here by Delhi, and Reagan Brocky had to fall on it as Mackenzie Clough was right there for Walton trying to scoop it up from her. We'll have a jump ball, and we'll see. I don't know if they're going to say Brocky ever really had possession, so how do you know who's got the arrow here? Are we going to re-jump it, or we'll see? So Delhi will go right to left to start things off. Walton left to right. They're going to give the ball to Walton. And Walton will inbound on the near side of the court, on the right wing side with Jordan Palmatier. 3 seconds went off the clock, and so we're scoreless. Basically, it was just the opening tip went right down to the floor. Both teams jumped on it and got tied up. So here we go now. This is really the official start to the game. Walton got it in. Anna Post punched it out of bounds as they tried to go to the corner for Olivia Harvey. And it'll stay with Walton. Going to be a great matchup tonight. I mean, you have Clough down low as well as Olivia Harvey for Walton. And going toe-to-toe with Anna Post, that's a lot of very good players to have to share the paint tonight. We'll see how it goes. A foul near midcourt as Walton got it in again. We're only 9 seconds in. We've had three whistles. First foul of the game. This one is on the senior Reagan Brocky here for Delaware Academy. Walton will look to get it in. They go to Clough at midcourt on the Bulldogs logo there. Clough has the basketball. Goes to the left side, gets into the paint, tosses one up. It's too strong, gets her own rebound, and a right-handed shot won't go. Harvey with another opportunity, hits off the bottom of the backboard, and Sylvia Little comes away with the loose change here for DA. Little's going to take it right to the rim. The Red Sea parted there. She got a wide-open lane and missed the layup. Jump ball on the rebound, and the possession arrow this time will give it to DA. Little slowed down like she was going to start the offense, and then everybody just kind of got out of her way, and she went for the layup and just couldn't connect. So we're 30 seconds in. We're scoreless between Delhi and Walton girls tonight here at Delaware Academy. Delhi will get it in, top of the key for Reagan Brocky. Brocky now will reverse for Nealis, now to Sylvia Little left side. With a man-to-man here for Walton. Little picks up her dribble, goes to Reagan Brocky left side. Anna Post is closely guarded by Olivia Harvey. This is a good matchup. Post takes it down low. The kiss off the glass is too strong. We'll have a foul on the rebound on the missed shot. With 7:10 to go in the first quarter, going to be a foul against Delhi. Going to be on Hannah Baxter, her first team second. So we are still scoreless between the Warriors and the Bulldogs tonight, Walton and DA, in a battle tonight here at Delaware Academy. Here is Clough, left side in front of the Lady Bulldogs bench, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Hannah Baxter. It'll stay with Walton. This is a Todd Bruce special, I think. He is going to draw up every defense, every wrinkle that he can throw at the Walton girls. And I might expect a low-scoring game here tonight. Steal on the inbounds pass by Anna Post. Takes it coast-to-coast, lays it up and in. First points of the game as Anna Post gets a steal and finishes it off here on senior night. And it's a 2-0 lead. And now a travel by Walton as they look to bring it back up the floor. And Delhi will get it back. Delhi actually got lucky there. Post was going for a steal and I think would have been whistled for a foul, but the travel was first. So 6:52 to go first quarter. It is Delhi 2, Walton nothing. Sylvia Little with the basketball as Delhi goes right to left. They go to Nealis and now to Reagan Brocky in the left side corner. In front of a packed house here tonight at DA. Back to Sylvia Little. Into the corner now for Brocky. They go to Little with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Sylvia into the corner finds Brocky. Little give and go. Brocky now gets into the paint. The kiss off the glass won't go. Anna Post with a rebound. Wants to put it right back up. Does and banks it in. Anna Post now with two straight buckets and Delhi leads Walton 4-0. 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Carissa Crandall. We'll work one back up to the top of the key. They reverse it for Palmateer. Down low for Harvey. She goes off the glass and is fouled by Sylvia Little. And Harvey will go to the line with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Joined the 1,000 Career Point Club earlier this year. Was also named the WCDO Athlete of the Month when she did that. So Olivia Harvey will step to the line. Just a very hard-working young player here for Walton. Harvey puts it up and in for her first shot. And it's 4-1. She's going to have to play a big role here tonight for Walton for sure if they want to be successful. Harvey goes 2-for-2. Puts that second shot in, and it is Delhi 4, Walton 2 with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Little is going to have to handle the pressure, gets across midcourt here for Delhi. Bounce pass for Reagan Brocky. Brocky back for Sylvia Little. Now Walton has switched into a 2-3 zone, so it also looks like the Warriors are going to try to keep Delhi guessing what they're going to do on defense. They go to the high post, now back for Little. Pump fake, 8 on the shot clock, goes for Brocky. 15-footer, no, didn't pull the trigger. Down low for Aileen Nealis, goes for a right-handed layup, which rolls around the rim and won't go down. Delhi fans wanted a foul, they won't get it. Walton comes away with the ball. It is Delhi 4, Walton 2, with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Palmateer, passes to the interior for Harvey, puts up the shot and it won't go. She did everything but finish, and a rebound for Delhi. Little up the court for Reagan Brocky, and the home run pass was soaring over her head and out of bounds. And it goes back to Walton. Hannah Baxter will head to the bench, and Sophia Wakin will come in. Wakin is the normal starter here. I think Baxter got the start because it's senior night. Played some good minutes, and now the sophomore, Sophia Wakin, will come in to spell her. With 5:15 to go in the first quarter, it's Delhi 4, Walton 2. Left side for Palmateer. Now they go back to the top of the key for Matt Gibbon. For Crandall, back to McGibbon. They work it around the top of the globe here. Three-point line extended for McGibbon. Wants to try to bank in a straightaway three. It won't go. Rebound goes to Aileen Nealis with an outlet pass for Little, and she couldn't get there in time. Just a little mistake Nealis was so excited on that outlet pass, she fired one, a bullet to the far side, and Little just couldn't get there in time. 4:55 to go first quarter. It is a 4-2 lead here for Walton over Delhi. Both teams kind of feeling it out here in the early going, trying to find a rhythm. Now an up and down call on Carissa Crandall is going to give the ball back to Delhi. So both teams with some costly turnovers, and both head coaches starting to unloosen the tie a little bit, roll up the sleeves. Always really getting into the game, you know, when the jacket comes off and the tie gets unloosened a little bit. 4:40 to go, first quarter. 4-2 the score. Delhi girls leading Walton. Ball bounces around like a hot potato. Left side as Delhi brings it into the offensive end of the floor. Now they'll settle down. Nealis with a pull-up jumper. Baseline left side won't go. Sophia Wakin, a rebound, puts it back up. Left it short. Wakin gets her own rebound again at the right low block and then has her pocket picked by McGibbon. And she'll find an outlet pass here to Olivia Harvey. Across midcourt for Crandall. Interior pass for Clough, and she's fouled. We'll see who this is on with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Going to be on Sophia Wakin, her first and the team's fourth foul here. So in the girls' game, when you get five fouls, you're automatically shooting, and it resets every quarter. So that's four fouls on Delhi, none on Walton so far. Delhi leads 4-2, Clough to the line. Clough's first shot is good. So Mackenzie Clough with her first shot, the junior, feels like she's been on varsity forever here for the Walton Warriors. Has just had a nice career and still has some time left. Clough's second shot rattles in. And now we'll have a timeout taken here by Delhi. We're tied 4-4 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Walton's going to come with some full court pressure. And Delhi will handle it nicely with Sylvia Little. She'll work it across half court and the Bulldogs logo there. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied 4-4 between the Walton and Delhi girls here at DA tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Good night to listen to a ball game. Now Sylvia Little's going to get a 5-second call. Had nowhere to pass and picked up her dribble. And good defense there by the Walton Warriors. With 3:58 to go in the first quarter, Walton will get it back. So slow starting on offense for both teams here. Here is Palmateer, right side. We'll go back to McGibbon. A cool, calm, and collected eighth grader that runs the point. Reagan Brocky gets tied up with McGibbon. And the jump ball will keep it here with the Walton Warriors. So 3:50 to go, first quarter. We're tied 4-4. Imagine what it's going to be like here tomorrow night when the Walton boys come to town for another huge playoff implication battle with Delhi. That's going to be a packed house, too. Here's Carissa Crandall, left side three, got it. That brings the Walton fans to their feet. First bucket of the night there for Crandall, who will be playing across town here at SUNY Delhi next year. 7-4 with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Into the corner now for Sophia Wakin. Back for Little. Delhi's in their own offensive zone. They pass it down low for Anna Post, and she lays in the layup. Post has got six. And it's 7-6. Walton on top by a single point with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor for Clough. Back out for Crandall. Pump fakes on a three this time. Delhi did a good job to close out. Now for Harvey on the right side. Pump fakes, gets around her defender. Into the corner for Palmateer, who's a good three-point threat, but didn't fire that one. Goes back to McGibbon. 10 on the shot clock. Now a steal at midcourt. No, Clough was able to hold on. 5 on the shot clock. Clough is going to pull up for three. Almost banked that one in, but it wouldn't go. Just as the shot clock was winding down. With 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Here is Sylvia Little as Delhi comes back up the floor, trailing 7-6. Pass was too hot there for Little to handle from Reagan Brocky, and Walton will come away. Both teams a little sloppy here to start, but trying to settle in. A 7-6 ball game with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Back to the right side of the floor for McGivin. Now they go left side, Crandall. Pump fake, steps in, wanted that three but didn't pull it. Now the reverse for Palmateer. She's going to step in and fire a three. Palmateer knocks it down. Palmateer buries the shot. And with 2:10 to go in the first quarter, it's Walton 10 and Delhi 6. Bulldogs trying to keep it close here, but two back-to-back three-pointers by Crandall and Palmateer have given Walton this four-point lead. Here is Aileen Nealis. Gets tied up. Has to split a sandwich by two defenders, and then we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with the Bulldogs with a minute 55 to go in the first quarter. Both teams going to the bench here. Delhi is going to come into the game with Riley Mason as well as Chella Schnabel. On the other side for Walton, Grace Reinhart will check in, as well as Lauren Frank. Minute 55 to go, first quarter. Here's Riley Mason, goes to Chella Schnabel on the far side. Schnabel will find Sylvia Little. Little back up top, Riley Mason. They'll reverse it to the right side. Mason takes it down low, and she's fouled right before that shot got rejected there by Mackenzie Clough. Just in time, she absorbed a little bit of that hip check. And let's see, are they going to say she was shooting? Yeah, they're going to give her the two shots here with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. So two shots coming here for Riley Mason. This would be big. I know it's early in the ball game, but Delhi trailing by four. Feels like a tight game, so all these points matter. First one is up and good for Mason. That makes it Walton 10 and Delhi 7 with a minute 46 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming for Riley Mason. This one rattles in and out. And so a rebound here for Clough with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. And now Walton will look to bring it back up the floor. They do. Into the corner for Lauren Frank. Down low for Harvey. The pass was too tall. Ricocheted back up to the top of the key. Scooped up there by the Warriors and Grace Reinhart. Reinhart with an interior pass now for Clough. Clough will dish it right back to Reinhart. On the baseline right side. Tries to dribble it off a foot. And didn't really execute that one. So it was last touched by Walton. It goes back to Delhi. She tried the old throw it off a player out of bounds and it didn't work. So a minute 25 to go in the first quarter. It's Walton 10, Delhi 7, and a girls' mat clash here tonight. Schnabel in the backcourt, finds Riley Mason. Walton still coming with a little full-court pressure. Looks like 1-2-2 press. Now they go to Anna Post. Right side takes it to the rim. Shot won't go. Sophia Wakin with a rebound. Pulls it down, then she's blocked by Clough. Boy, what a battle inside between Harvey and Clough of Walton and Post and Wakin of Delhi. So a minute 10 to go, first quarter, and Sophia Wakin will head to the line. Foul is going to be on Lauren Frank, her first, and the team's second. Actually, no, they're going to give it to Clough. So Clough's first, team's second. Wakin's first shot at the line, no good. Tight ball game like this, you need all of these foul shots to go. Clough is going to head to the bench. It looks like Kylie Wiggins will check in here for the Warriors. So a minute 9 to go in the first quarter. Wakin's second shot is good. So she goes 1 out of 2, and it's a 2-point ball game. Walton 10, Delhi 8. With 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Back to midcourt. Walton gets tied up. A jump ball is going to keep it with the Warriors. Good defense there by Delhi as they came up with Riley Mason and Sophia Wakin. They were able to tie up Grace Reinhart there at midcourt. Coming up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Walton girls leading by 2, 10 to 8. In front of a nice crowd here tonight. Not many seats left to be had at Delaware Academy. So waiting for the inbound with 64 seconds to go in this first quarter. Walton will get it in. They go to Wiggins. Gets one right back to Lauren Frank. Frank down low, rejected by Sylvia Little. Schnabel is able to save it, but they'll say she tiptoed on the line out of bounds. So it'll stay with Walton. Heck of a block there by Sylvia Little, the freshman. Was a bright future ahead for sure. Came up early late last year, and then early this year she was getting a lot of minutes and, you know, just kind of going through those varsity growing pains, but since then she's gotten very strong. 55 seconds to go, first quarter. Walton will reverse to the left side for Olivia Harvey. Harvey gets to the high post. Little give and go. Harvey wants to try to take it to the foul line. Kicks one back out. Lauren Frank, right side for three. That one draws nothing but air. Last touched by Anna Post. As she was going for that rebound, out of bounds, it stays with Walton with 40 seconds to go, first quarter. So the Warriors will inbound right by the Delhi bench on the left side as Walton goes left to right. Top of the key for Reinhardt. Loses her dribble. Tries a backdoor pass now for Harvey. Knocked out of bounds. And we'll go back to Delhi. A lot of contact there. No call. Ball goes back to D.A. 31 seconds to go. First quarter. It's Walton leading 10-8. Here's Riley Mason back up the floor. Across midcourt finds Chella Schnabel. Schnabel with the interior pass looking for Sophia Wakin. Off the hands there of Kylie Wiggins, who just got her fingertip on it to poke it away. Both teams going back to the bench. Clough will come back in for Walton. And checking in here will be Alana Rooker for Delhi. Post is going to stay in. It looked like originally she was coming out, but Sylvia Little will come out now. With 22 seconds to go in the first quarter, Delhi trying to tie it up. They trail 10-8. Inbounds pass is once again knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Sophia Wakin. And so it will go back to Walton with 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. In the backcourt now, Delhi coming with full court pressure. Let's see how Reinhardt handles it this time for Walton. She gets to midcourt, crossover dribble, and gets safely into the offensive end of the floor. Right wing side, gets into the paint, and she's fouled with 11 seconds left. That'll be the fifth team foul against Delhi. So Reinhardt's going to go to the line. See who the personal foul is on for the Bulldogs. Going to be here on Rooker, her first team's fifth. So Walton leads 10-8, a tight ball game so far. And Grace Reinhardt, the 5'3" sophomore, will step to the line. Reinhardt's first shot, too strong, bangs off the back of the rim and won't fall. Second shot coming as she gets some encouragement there from her teammates after the initial shot and miss. So the second shot coming here for Reinhardt. I'm Nate Lowell. Glad to have you along tonight on WCDO. Should be an exciting night here, not only in this game, but around the area. Reinhardt gets the second shot to go. So it is Walton 11, Delhi 8. 11 seconds left in the first quarter. Let's see what Delhi can dial up here. They get across midcourt. Here is Mason into the corner now for Anna Post. Foot was on the line. Tries a long two and nails it. Anna Post with 8 points, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Walton 11, Delhi 10. Big shot there from Post right at the buzzer. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Just a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. Also want to keep an eye on the BG Girls and Green tonight. That game is over in Green. And let's see. 16-9, BG is on top of Green at the end of the first quarter. So the Lady Bulldogs playing here tonight against Walton, and the Lady Bobcats taking on Green tonight in MAC action. Start of the second quarter, Delhi will have the basketball, and it is an 11-10 lead for the Walton Warriors over the Delhi Bulldogs, and a tight ball game as we expected so far. Here is Sylvia Little, bounce pass for Chella Schnabel. Schnabel goes back to Sylvia Little. Down low here for Mason. She gets rejected there by Mackenzie Clough, but Delhi holds on to the ball. Now here is Sylvia Little. A shot in the paint is up and good for Little. She gets it to go. She was able to pick up the loose change off that block and make something of it. Delhi takes the lead 12-11. Here's Crandall. Passes down low for Clough. She puts it up. Can't get the left-handed layup to go, but she is fouled 30 seconds into the second quarter. So Clough will head to the line. Foul will be on Sylvia Little, her second team's first here in the second quarter as the fouls reset. So So Little's going to have to come out. Looks like Reagan Brockie will be coming back in for D.A. Clough's first shot from the line is good. Clough now with 3 points, looking to add to it here. So the two big-time scorers usually for Walton are Clough and Harvey. Clough has 3, Harvey has 2. Second shot for Clough won't go. So we're tied up at 12-12. Rebound here for Walton. Wiggins will work it back out to Crandall. Crandall steps in for a 3. Little knuckleball here, won't go down. Rebound for Delhi. Fighting for that rebound was Ruker. Outlet pass to Brockie. Goes to Chella Schnabel on the right wing side. Schnabel picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Has to go back to Brockie near midcourt. Brockie dribbles left side. Finds Sophia Wakin. Wakin down low. Lost control of it. Now works it back out. Four and a post with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Post takes it down low. Shot is altered as she got slapped on the wrist. Won't get it to go, excuse me, but will head to the line here. So Anna Post has 8 out of Delhi's first 12 points. And she'll head to the line to shoot 2. She's going to have to be active tonight here on senior night with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sometimes they just offensively struggle a little bit. We've talked about that with Coach Bruce quite a bit. So there's nights like this where Anna might just have to take over. Post gets the first shot to go. She now has 9 points. Delhi retakes the lead 13-12. Second shot coming here from Anna Post. Settles in. Shot is off the mark and no good. And with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, looked like a violation anyways on Delhi. Somebody jumped too early. And so the ball will go back to Walton. Full court pressure coming here from the Lady Bulldogs. Walton will get it in the backcourt. 6:55 to go, second quarter. Across midcourt, here's Crandall, intercepted by Schnabel. And a good steal there. She'll get it to Reagan Brockie and back up the floor here for Delhi as they lead 13-12. Brockie gets across midcourt, looking for Sophia Wakin. Wakin picks it up, goes back for Brockie. 3-point line extended. Baseline in the corner. Now goes to the high post for Anna Post. Pull-up jumper is good. And Anna Post gets that to go. She now has 11 points into double figures early tonight. And Delhi leads 15-12. Walton trying to break the press. This ball is out of bounds. The pass was too tall for Crandall. Clough tried to save it. Couldn't get there in time. Ball back to Delhi. So the momentum for the moment seems to be switching a little bit here to the Bulldogs. With 6:20 to go in the second quarter, it's 15-12. The Bulldogs are on top of the Walton Warriors here in a girls' MAC battle tonight. A lot on the line in terms of playoff seeds. Here is Reagan Brockie directly in front of the Walton Warriors bench. Brockie gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball, and the possession arrow gives it back to Walton. Got to give credit to both teams. They're scrappy. They're getting after it. A lot of wrestling and diving on the floor for loose balls. And Walton wins the battle that time with the arrow. McGibbon will bring it back up the floor. She tries to go to the high post. It was intercepted there by Anna Post of Delhi. She takes it coast to coast. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound for Anna Post. Puts it up and she's fouled. I don't think she took the best angle as she was trying to slice through two defenders there. Missed the first shot. Got the rebound and was hammered on the second. And will head to the line. She's having a heck of a night. Second team foul on Walton in the second quarter. First personal on McGibbon, who was trying to get back. So 5:54 to go, second quarter. It is Delhi leading 15-12 over Walton. Post settles in. First shot from the line here for Anna is no good. We'll talk a little bit more about the day that Anna Post has had today. She had some exciting travels earlier today and got back just in time for tonight's game. So we'll talk about that during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll tell you where she was. Post settles in. Second shot coming. Good. So Post goes 1 out of 2. She's got 12 points. And Delhi leads 16-12. Reagan Brockie has just whistled for her second foul as they were trying to trap along the sideline on that press with 5:52 to go in the second quarter. So the second one on Brockie, she's going to have to come out. Riley Mason comes back in. 2 team fouls each on Walton and Delhi here so far in the second quarter. Tight ball game, biggest lead of the game so far. And now a steal. No, they're going to call a reach-in foul on Anna Post. Post was going for that one, and she was just a split second too late. So that's going to be the first foul on the girl they call Posty, and the third on Delhi. Walton will get it in. Still, the full court pressure is here from the Bulldogs, but Walton will get it across midcourt. Here's Carissa Crandall. Baseline drive left side, little up and under move, knocked out of bounds. Tried to go for the reverse layup, but Riley Mason was there to tip it away. 5:40 to go, second quarter. It's Delhi 16, Walton 12. Inbound pass here for Crandall. Looking for options. Gets one into the corner now for Olivia Harvey. Harvey has to chase it back up to the top of the key. Goes to Crandall. Right side corner for Crandall. The three ball is too strong. Harvey with a rebound. Puts it right back up. This one rolls all the way around the rim. It wouldn't go down. Harvey fighting for another rebound. It's loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. The jump ball is going to give it back to Delhi. Great effort by both sides. Diving head first into the near side corner. And somehow Delhi got there to tie it up. Aileen Nealis will come back in. Chella Schnabel to the bench. Coach Bruce is getting a lot of good minutes out of his bench here tonight. 5:20 to go, second quarter. It's Delhi 16, Walton 12, and girls' MAC action tonight here from Delaware Academy. Into the corner now for Sophia Waken on the baseline. Works one back out for Ruker. Ruker for Nealis at the top of the key. Nealis goes back to Ruker. She is pushed out of bounds. No, they'll say she just stepped out. Delhi fans wanted a push there. They don't get it. Walton will get it back with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. McGibbon will find Clough, who gets across midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Tries a long bounce pass ahead there for Jordan Palmateer. It came at her from a weird angle. She couldn't hold on, and it bounces out of play. Timeout is taken by Walton with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. It is Delhi 16, Walton 12. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. So you can go to WCDO Sports anytime. You can listen to these games in our game audio archive. It's a free download courtesy of SFCU. 4:55 to go in the second quarter. 16-12 is the score. Bounce pass here for Riley Mason. Steps in for a three. Boy, that would have been a dagger, but it's just a little bit too strong. Too much pepper on that one. Walton with the rebound. Harvey ahead now for McGibbon. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Palmateer steps in for a three. Bangs off the back of the rim and won't go down. Rebound for Nealis. Both teams are doing a good job on the glass, kind of limiting one another to one shot and done. Not a lot of second chance points. Here's Waken at the top of the key as Delhi goes right to left. They bounce one down in low, looking for Ruker. She couldn't hold on. Knocked out of bounds, goes back to Walton. 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Both teams have been using the bench religiously here tonight as Hannah Baxter comes back in. Ruker to the bench. Both teams, I would say, have played 8, maybe 9 deep even so far tonight. Here is Clough in the backcourt, handles the full court pressure. Goes ahead now to Kiara Kinch. Kinch with a pass back to Clough. She gets tied up again. Boy, I wish I had bet the over-under here tonight on the possession error. We've had a ton of them so far here tonight. There's been a lot of them. Wish I was keeping count. 4:10 to go in the second quarter. 16-12 is the score. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you spending a Tuesday night with us here on WCDO. It is Tuesday, right? It gets a little wacky this time of the year with what games are on what nights. Here's Sophia Waken, pull-up jumper from the foul line, no good. Anna Post with a rebound, puts it off the glass, count it, and she's fouled. Post is having a monster first half. She's got 14 points. And we'll head to the charity stripe looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. With just under 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, it is Delhi 18 and Walton 12. So this is the biggest lead of the game for the Bulldogs. And with the way they can play on defense, they can just kind of lock you down at times. And so that's going to be a tough hole for Walton to crawl out of if Delhi continues to pour it on. Here is Post. Can't get that foul shot to go. Rebound for McGibbon. The eighth grader tracks it down for Walton. In trouble and lost the ball. She was double-teamed and couldn't hang on. Here's Sophia Wakin at the right elbow. We'll go to Nealis. Nealis across for Mason. Pump fakes on a three. Nealis with a running jumper. Didn't really fully commit to it. It's an air ball and a rebound for Walton's Olivia Harvey. So Delhi, the girls lead 18-12 with 3:35 to go before the halftime break. Back up top for McGibbon. Walton desperate for some points. They go to Harvey. Harvey back out. Will fire this one up and it won't go down. Only 1 point so far in the second quarter for the Walton Warriors. Going to be a foul on the rebound. I believe it's going to be on Delhi. So Walton will keep the ball underneath the rim. Foul is going to be on Anna Post, who was jockeying for position down low. Her second, team's fourth in the second quarter. Post is going to have to be careful with 3:25 to go in this second quarter. She got that first one early, going for a steal. Picks up that second one, working hard on the interior. Crandall will work it into McGibbon with 3:20 to go, second quarter. McGibbon to the high post. Back out for Kinch. Goes to Harvey. Harvey has just had a full night of Anna Post being right in her face, and now the ball is taken away. Here is Riley Mason trying to go coast to coast. Right-handed layup won't go down. Rebound for Clough. Clough back up the floor, finds Harvey in transition. She takes it to the rim. It won't go down again. I swear there's a lid on the rim down here at the Walton end. With 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, Delhi still leads 18-12. Here's Nealis with a long 20-footer. It won't go down. Hit the front of the rim. Post fighting for a rebound. Scoops it up, puts it up, and it won't go down. Sophia Wakin this time, and she is fouled. Shot was up, rolled around the rim, popped free. And Wakin will head to the line to shoot two with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Both teams with four fouls apiece. Foul's going to be on McGibbon, her second, team's fourth. Wakin at the line. This one hits off the front of the rim. Falls short. Again, 2:45 to go, second quarter. Delhi leading 18-12. 6 point lead here for the Bulldogs, and they've struggled at the line. They could be up by probably 9 or 10 if they hit some foul shots. Second shot for Wakin won't go. Rebound for Clough, and so Wakin goes 0 for 2, probably giving Coach Bruce nightmares over there on the far sideline for Delaware Academy. Here is Crandall at the top of the key. Fakes a pass. We'll leave one back off for Grace Reinhardt. Reinhardt into the corner now for Palmateer. Palmateer has Wakin right in her face. A little man-to-man defense here for Delhi late in the second quarter. Five on the shot clock. Here's Reinhardt for Palmateer. Steps back for a three. Left it short. Rebound for Harvey. She tosses it up, and this time she cashes it in. And Harvey has 4 points. That's a team high so far. And it's 18-14. Delhi ahead by four. So we come up on 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Now a foul on Reinhardt as Delhi brings it across the midcourt timeline. She got a little hand check happy there, and she's whistled for the infraction. And this is the fifth foul on Walton as a team, second personal on Reinhardt, so this is going to send Riley Mason to the foul line. So Mason will step in, and the first shot for Mason is up and good. Here's the leaders for each team. 14 points for Anna Post for Delhi. She's been tremendous. Olivia Harvey with four, Mackenzie Clough with three on the other side for Walton. They have been held in check, but they are still the leading scorers. Mason goes 2 out of 2, and that'll help Coach Bruce's anxiety as Delhi leads 20-14. 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. Here's Clough at the top of the key. Clough will find its way back to Grace Reinhardt with a pass. Now to Carissa Crandall. And Delhi is just sealing off the inside there. Walton's having a real hard time getting into the interior or even the high post. Here is Crandall. Tosses up a shot left side, and she's fouled. With a minute 40 to go in the second quarter, shot was short, and she'll head to the line. Crandall with 3 points as well. I should have included her in the leaders category. And so stepping in will be Carissa Crandall again, the senior, who will be playing at SUNY Delhi next year right across on the other hill. First shot for Crandall won't go down with a minute 40 to go, second quarter. Delhi girls leading 20-14. That foul was on Waken, her second, team's fifth. And so they will bring Rooker back into the ballgame for the Bulldogs, as well as Morgan Robert. Crandall's second shot rattles in. So Crandall now has 4 points. And it's 20-15. Delhi is on top of the Walton Warriors. In the backcourt, here is Mason across the midcourt timeline. Mason with a bounce pass for Nealis. Nealis gets tied up, and this will be a foul on Reinhardt. And we'll send Nealis to the line. I believe this is going to be the third foul here on Reinhardt. So a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Going to be the second foul on Reinhardt as Nealis steps to the line. First shot is good. Aileen Nealis with her first basket of the night, making it 21-15. Second shot coming here for Nealis. This one is up and good, rattled it in. So Mason and Nealis go back-to-back trips to the foul line and come away with 4 points for DA. They lead 22-15 with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Harvey trying to muscle her way to the rim. Shot is too strong, falls down and won't go. Ball out of bounds, it'll stay with Walton. Last touched on that far side by Hannah Baxter, they say. Walton will inbound the basketball. They go to Crandall. Crandall to Palmateer on the far side. Her shot is off the mark. Harvey with a rebound, and she's fouled as she put it back up. Harvey has just been tremendous on the glass here, folks. And she'll step in to shoot two. Foul will be on Morgan Robert, her first. And it will send Harvey to the line to shoot two. First shot for Harvey, left it short. Even when Walton is getting some of these open looks, these good opportunities, just not capitalizing like they do on a normal basis for Harvey and Clough. Minute 17 to go before the halftime break. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Harvey's second shot is too strong. Too much mustard on that one, and a rebound for Delhi. Into the land of the trees there was Alana Rooker, came up with the ball. Now a steal by Walton, but they step out of bounds. Reinhardt swept in there like an NFL safety and stole it away, but she stepped out of bounds, and it goes back to Delhi. With 1:10 to go in the second quarter, it's 22-15. Here is Nealis on the right side of the floor. Goes back to Baxter. Baxter to Nealis, punched out of bounds. Both teams have been playing very, very solid defense here tonight, and it's made getting any sort of flow on offense pretty hard. Baxter will get it in, finds Riley Mason at the top of the key. Mason dribbles in, splits two defenders, goes left side for Nealis. Nealis finding Morgan Robert in the interior. She gets tied up. Possession arrow will keep it with DA. Post is going to come back in with 54 seconds to go in the second quarter. Same for Sophia Waken. They both have two fouls. Now, this is saying a lot here for Coach Bruce. He is trusting these two to not pick up that critical third foul before they head to the locker room. Baxter comes off as well as Robert here for DA. So you're trusting your two big players to not pick up a foul here in the last 50 seconds of the quarter. Now a foul at midcourt. It's not on either one of those two. That would have been the broadcaster's curse. This one is on Aileen Nealis. So both teams are at the max here. They're at the five fouls, so we're shooting the rest of the way. This could be a long 50 seconds the way it's been. And so this will send Lauren Frank to the line for Walton. Foul will be on Delhi's Aileen Nealis, her first. Frank to the line, and that one is off the mark. Reagan Brockie comes back in, Morgan Robert, and Hannah Baxter back in. Okay, so he's taken Post and Waken back to the bench. So basically he wanted them to come in on that offensive possession, see if they could do anything. They didn't, so they go back to the bench for protection. Over the back here on Mackenzie Clough. Good rebound there by Hannah Baxter, and we'll walk down the court and we'll shoot foul shots at the other end. This could be a very long 49 seconds. That'll be the second personal foul on Clough, and since, again, both teams are at the max, we'll be shooting foul shots until we enter the second half. And so Baxter will step to the line, and these are all free points you can get right at the line. Got to take advantage. Baxter gets the first one to go. Clough's going to go to the bench for extra protection. Wiggins will come back in. So Baxter will settle in. Second shot here. This one is good. So big contributions off the bench, especially at the line for Delhi. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Delhi leads 24-15. Top of the key. Down to the right side for Frank. They try to go to the interior for Harvey. It was poke checked away there. A good steal from behind by Morgan Robert. Back across midcourt with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Brocky. Brocky with the chest pass. Picked up a dribble in a tough spot. Goes to Hannah Baxter. 15 on the shot clock. 25 on the game clock. They go to the interior. Here's Morgan Robert. She traveled. And the ball will go back to Walton with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Amelia O'Neill will check into the game now. So I think everybody on that bench, yes, as I look down, has gotten in this first half here for DA. Walton will bring it back up the floor. Shot clock is off. Double dribble right in front of the official there. He didn't see it. Walton escapes right there. 10 seconds to go. They'll pass down low. This one is intercepted by Delhi. They can get a final shot off here if they hurry. Across midcourt. They go to the right side. Shot here is blocked at the buzzer as O'Neill tried to put it up. Good hustle back on defense by Walton to swat it out of bounds. And that'll do it. Our halftime score. The Delhi girls lead Walton 24-15. This is a heavyweight slugfest here tonight between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up when we come back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Halftime score, Delhi girls leading Walton 24-15. And we'll break down the scoring summary in just a minute, but I did have some out-of-town scores. The BG girls are leading Green on the road tonight, 44-33, with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. So BG, with a win tonight, could pretty much eliminate Green from being in the one of the top four spots. So that's why we're keeping an eye on that game. As well as we have, let's see here, Unitigo girls are at home tonight. Unitigo girls are hosting Sydney, and they lead, Unitigo leads 53-25 at the end of the third quarter. So those are some of the other MAC games we're keeping an eye on. And, of course, if you want all the local scores later tonight, you can follow me on Twitter. Just search at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L. Just think Lull, like lullaby. Or if you're not hip to the whole Twitter thing, I totally get it. It can be confusing. You can always go to WCDOsports.com. On the right-hand side of the page, everything I post on Twitter also goes there. So if you just want to scroll through at night, and I get this a lot from people, I just want to know the scores when I get home at night. I jump in bed. I just want to see who won before I head off to bed. Perfect. Go to WCDOsports.com, scroll through. Everything's going to be right there for you. I usually have everything done by hopefully 11 or 11:30. So, you know, if you stay up and you watch the 11 o'clock news, you can also hit me up and get all your scores before you go to bed. So that way you don't have to wait for the paper in the morning or anything like that. So all right there on Twitter, at Nate Lull or WCDOsports.com. Here is our first half scoring summary. Again, Delhi girls leading 24-15. Anna Post with 14 points to lead the way. She was spectacular here in the first quarter, or the first half, I should say. Followed by Riley Mason with 3 points. 2 points apiece for Aileen Nealis, Hannah Baxter, Sylvia Little, and 1 point from Sophia Wakin. Balanced scoring on the other side for Walton. 4 points from Olivia Harvey, 3 from Jordan Palmateer, 3 from Mackenzie Clough. Oh, Carissa Crandall does have 4 as well here at the half, and Grace Reinhart with 1 point. So frustrating offensively in the second half, in the second quarter, I should say, for Walton, as they only scored 3 points. Just signature lockdown defense from Delhi. That is what they pride themselves on. We teased it a little bit in the second quarter. Where was Anna Post today? Well, she wasn't here at school, but she was actually up in Albany. She is the Delaware Academy FFA president. She went up to the Capitol today with State Senator James L. Seward from, he's our rep from Oneonta. They went to the Capitol office. Anna was there with students from Future Farmers of America chapters throughout this district here that Senator Seward covers. And basically they went up and talked about a variety of different things with Senator Seward. It's part of the group's annual lobby day today. So he teamed up, Senator Seward and Anna teamed up. They've done it before. Of course, the Delaware County Fair, they've teamed up before for the VIP Dairy Showmanship event at the Delaware County Fair. I was there this year. We were both showing some livestock. That was a ton of fun. So, but basically today it was Senator Seward talking about how they can continue to try to get funds for programs like FFA, which are so important in these schools. And I know that Anna and her other students from not only Delaware Academy but around the area, Walton included, go up there to let different politicians know that it's not only about traditional farming but engineering, science, business, how much they're learning from FFA. So that was a great thing that Anna was up there today. I want to be posting some pictures from her visit with Senator Seward today on Twitter and Instagram later tonight, so make sure you check that out. So again, our halftime score, 24-15. Anna Post, a busy day up in Albany, makes it back in time to score 14 points in the first half as the Delhi girls lead 24-15 over visiting Walton. This is a huge game, implications for the MAC playoffs here tonight based on this game as well as that BG and Green game. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of that the rest of the way. I'm Nate Law. Stay tuned. Third quarter coming up here on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away.
290 WCDO.
A big thank you to all our sponsors here tonight. I was just listening to that NYCM commercial. NYCM Insurance, of course, in Edmiston, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, located right here in Delhi, with several branches around Delaware County. Huge sponsors of our social media coverage as well, so a big thank you to them and all our basketball sponsors from our pregame show, halftime, our postgame awards, and everybody else. Couldn't do it without you, so we appreciate you helping us to be here for all these games. Busy couple of weeks coming up. Tri-Valley Championship this weekend. Next weekend, Delaware League and MAC Championships. We're keeping an eye on the stack as well. Cooperstown in the Center State Conference. Sectionals is coming. And hopefully a trip to states for a couple of our local teams as well. We're set for the start of the third quarter. The Delhi girls leading 24-15 here over Walton at home. Walton's in the road orange uniforms with the black and the white trim. They have the ball to start the second half, and it's immediately stolen here by Anna Post. Post trying to take it coast to coast, dribbles down, left-handed layup is up and good. Post made that look easy. She's got 16, and Delhi leads 26-15 as Walton brings it back up the floor. They'll have a foul on Aileen Nealis, who was trying to slide over and trap the Walton ball handler who brought it up the sideline. And she was whistled for a block, her second, team's first. Delhi is in the home whites tonight with the black and the maroon trim. They lead 26-15. Walton has just looked out of sorts tonight on offense. Here is Clough into the corner for Carissa Crandall. Crandall down low, the floater, got it. That's a big bucket there for Crandall. She's up to 6 points. It was a strong baseline drive. She gets it to go. It is Delhi 26 and Walton 17. Early in the third quarter, here is Post, takes it down low, blocked out of there by Mackenzie Clough. Rebound goes to Delhi. Here's Sylvia Little, wants to take it herself. The Little bank won't go. Little gets a second chance opportunity. This one won't go down. Maybe rush that one a little bit. Wasn't set, and it was a little off kilter. Here's Harvey trying to go coast to coast. Dribbles through two defenders. Her shot is short. Post with a rebound. It's currently a track meet. Ahead now for Wakin. Dishes one off for Reagan Brocky, who finishes. Great pass from Post to Wakin, back to Brocky, and she puts it in. Now Walton's going to throw it away as they bring it back up the floor. And just this relentless full-court pressure from Delhi has been too much. And the Bulldogs will get it back. So the Bulldogs lead 28-17. I think Anna Post came out and got that bucket to start the second half. They came out of the locker room. I watched her come over here to her family on the near side. She got a couple of Swedish fish and a Twizzler from her mom, ate it, hung out there for a minute, went out, shot some jump shots, and started the second half. So maybe that's the secret fuel. 6.5 to go, third quarter. 28-17 is the score. Delhi trying to add to it here. Aileen Nealis, a pull-up jumper. Left side corner, it's good. Nealis with 4 points, and it's 30-17. Delhi with their biggest lead of the game with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Here is Walton trying to answer. A three ball in the corner from Palmateer goes down, and she's got 6 points. Walton won't quit. It's 30-20 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now a kick on defense as Walton brings the full court pressure. That one was kicked by Clough. And so Delhi will hold on to possession. But Walton is right in their face. But they got a big hole to dig out of here. Down 10, but still a lot of time. Nealis tries a home run pass. It barely gets to midcourt, and it's picked off here by Walton. Not sure what she was thinking there. As Walton gets it back, Harvey with a straightaway three. Hits the rim 3 times and rattles in. Harvey gets it to go. So Olivia Harvey now with 7 points. Now a steal here by Walton, the full court pressure. Harvey to the left low block, kicks one back out. Crandall pump fakes on a three, gets into the paint down low, leaves it for Harvey, through her hands and out of bounds. Timeout taken here by Delhi with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Walton trying to chip their way back in. It's Delhi 30 and Walton 23. We'll be back on WCDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:40 to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along tonight on WCDO. The Delhi girls here at Delaware Academy tonight leading Walton 30-23. Little gets across midcourt. We'll dish one here for Reagan Brocky. Brocky will get back to the top of the key. Big game here in the MAC playoff picture tonight. We're also keeping an eye on BG and Green. Good pass from Brocky to Post. It was rejected there by Harvey. Post had a good look at it, and Harvey said no. Back up the floor as Walton tries to get back into it. Harvey gets tied up with Post with 5:13 to go in the third quarter. A foul on Anna. That's going to be her third and the second on Delhi as a team here in the third quarter. So 5:13 to go in the third. Walton trying to crawl back into this ball game. Third foul on Anna Post. Here is Matt Gibbon in the corner. Fires up a three. It won't go. Rebound here for Post. Post gets across midcourt. Top of the key. Dribble drive into the paint. Tries to bank this one, and it's going to be a charge. Carissa Crandall planted her feet in the floor, and Post just picked up her fourth with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's a huge call there. A lot of bodies crashing and banging in there. Post got the shot to go, but Crandall was right there to absorb the charge with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. So Post now with 4 fouls, and this is a big turning point here for Walton. Can they take advantage with Anna Post, the leading scorer for Delhi on the bench? She's got 16 points. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Still plenty of time here for the Warriors. Here's Crandall slicing and dicing her way through the defense. Finds Harvey. Harvey pump fakes, puts it up too strong. Rebound loose, knocked out of bounds, stays with Walton. It's going to be up to the other bigs down low for Delhi. It's going to be Little and Wakin, as well as some probably minutes off the bench here as Alana Ruker came in to spell Post. 5 on the shot clock. Let's see how aware Walton is. They go to Crandall. Actually, the shot clock reset with 4.5 to go in the third. Well, let's see. The shot clock was at 5. Head coach Gary Backus was yelling to shoot, and then the shot clock reset. So either it was supposed to reset already, or somebody got trigger happy over at the scorer's table. With 4.5 to go in the third quarter. I've been there. I've run the shot clock before, and it's just that little button in your hand, and sometimes you are so itchy that you just want to hit that thing. So they do. They're going to reset it back to 5 on the shot clock. And so Walton will get another shot at this. Crandall's going to get it into McGibbon. Gets around, tries to fire up a 3. It's blocked. Goes to Klupp, who turns around Hail Mary style and puts it in. Not sure how that went down, but Klupp now has 5. Back to a 5-point game. 30-25. Delhi is on top. Sylvia Little passes down low, up and in. A big bucket there off the bench for Ruker. Great look there from Sophia Wakin. 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Actually, that was not Wakin. That was Sylvia Little with the pass. My apologies. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 32-25. Delhi is on top of Walton. Left side for Crandall. Dials up a 3. It dies on the left side of the rim. And the rebound is scooped up here by Wakin. A head down for Sylvia Little. The freshman's going to have to play some big minutes. Wakin gets in the paint, tosses it up, and it's in. Little now with 4 points. Just saw the opening and was able to hit that little 10-footer. Delhi leads 34-25. Currently, they're playing pretty well with Anna Post on the bench with those 4 fouls. 3.5 to go in the third. Skip pass across the top of the defense. Now for Palmateer. Back up to McGibbon. Far side for Crandall. Good look down low for Klupp off the glass and good. Textbook ball movement there. And Klupp was able to finish it off. She's now got 7. Delhi breaks the full court pressure. Delhi leads 34-27 as we come up on 3 minutes to go in the third quarter in front of a packed house here tonight at DA. Little lost the control of the ball for a minute here. She's double teamed. Gets it to Sophia Wakin. Wakin with a baseline drive. Has her pocket picked there by Carissa Crandall. That was a physical play, but we're going to have a foul. Oh, it's going to be a foul on Sophia Wakin. Wakin was trying a little spinorama to get to the rim, and I think they're going to say that she used her arm to buy herself some real estate. That's her third, team's fourth. Chella Schnabel's going to have to come back in for Delhi. Team foul situation with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is Delhi with 4 fouls, Walton with 0. It is Delhi leading 34-27. Here's Crandall, left side corner, as Walton goes right to left. Crandall, interior pass to Klupp. Lost control of it, but it went right to Harvey, who finishes it off. They couldn't draw that one up any better. Harvey's now got 9, and it's 34-29. Delhi will get it to midcourt. Now to Reagan Brocky, across for Sylvia Little. Little, pump fakes on a 3-pointer, goes to Brocky, right back to Little. She wants to reset the offense with 2:25 to go, third quarter. Delhi leading by 5. Brocky, left side corner. Now we'll go to the high post looking for Chella Schnabel. Lost it to Harvey. Harvey tries to pass it back up the floor. Boy, a big-time collision there at midcourt. Chella Schnabel went diving out of bounds. Not sure who that is for Walton. Might be McGibbon. With 2:15 to go in this third quarter. Boy, they both went airborne and went diving for that ball before it went out of bounds. Again, 2:15 to go in the third quarter. We'll hope that everyone is okay here. We're going to step away for an injury timeout. Schnabel is up and appears to be okay. She's going to go over to the bench here with 2:15 to go in the third. So we're going to step away. An injury timeout, 34-29. Delhi girls leading Walton. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Down on the floor on the far side for the Walton girls is Makara McGibbon. She's up off the floor now, got a bag of ice. Everybody smiling. Chella Schnabel was smiling. McGibbon was smiling. They just both hit the floor really hard. And that's just a testament to how much both these teams want to win here tonight. Both of those girls saw that ball and Literally, I'm not kidding you, folks. They were airborne, like diving for a football out on the turf. And they both went smashing down to the floor, but they appear to be okay. So that is good. Schnabel is up, stretching out on the bench. McGibbon is just going to take a breather here with this ice, and we'll hope to see her back in this game. There was a foul on the play, so after all is said and done, Grace Reinhart is going to go to the foul line here for Walton. First shot for Reinhart is up and good. Got an update on BG and Green. So BG is leading 57-50 with about 3 minutes left in that ballgame. That game's a little bit ahead. Second shot here for Reinhart is no good. And a rebound for Delhi back up the floor. Boy, so Green actually came all the way back, tied that game up at 50, and then BG went on another run, and they now lead by 7. Wow. So here is Sylvia Little. Takes it into the paint. Little running jumper is short. Was kind of a line drive, hit the front of the rim. And a rebound for Walton. 34-30 is the score with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Here is Carissa Crandall. Baseline drive left side, has to pull it back out. Goes here to Grace Reinhart at the top of the key. Reinhart goes back to the interior for Clough on the baseline. The pass, they tried to get it up over her shoulder. It was too far, and she had to chase it out of bounds. Ball going back to Delhi. So Walton was down by as many as 12 and has chipped it back to 4, but Delhi has done a good job of just kind of keeping it right here in that 4-6 range, making Walton work for it with Post on the bench with those four fouls. And I'm assuming maybe we'll see her in the first couple minutes of the fourth quarter, but not until then. Delhi with the basketball with a minute and a half to go in the third. They go back out to Little. She gets to the foul line. The jumper is short. Rebound to Little. Tracked it down. Little into the corner. Back out for Brocky. To the high post here for Baxter, and she's fouled. Baxter got a hip check there at the charity stripe area. And let's see who the foul is on here for Walton. Foul is going to be on Lauren Frank, her second, and team's first. Delhi will get it in. They go to Baxter. Baxter down low for Little with a great up and under move, and she couldn't finish. Walton with a rebound. She did everything there but put it in. Great move, great steal, and it wouldn't go. And now a steal by Delhi. Little hustled all the way back, picked off a pass as Walton tried to send it to the interior. Delhi back up the floor. Little, the freshman, trying to take over with 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Pull-up jumper. This one, again, rattles in and out. Was halfway down, popped free. Clough with a rebound. Back up the floor, right side for Walton. Into the corner in their own offensive end of the floor. They go to Reinhart. Reinhart back into the corner now. They'll skip it across for Crandall. Pump fakes on a three, and she traveled. 37 seconds left, third quarter. Delhi will get it back. If I'm Todd Bruce, I'm curious here. I'm going to guess that he brings Post back in with maybe 5 minutes left in the fourth, 6 minutes to go. Or does he get bold and trust her right off the bat in the fourth quarter? It's going to be interesting to see. 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. Here is Little on the left side. Little gets stuck in no man's land, but finds Hannah Baxter. Pull-up jumper, good. Baxter now with 4. And the players off the bench are doing a great job tonight. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball loose in the paint, scooped up here by Delhi. 10 seconds left, and the ball is at the foul line here. Pull-up jumper, rolls in and out. Rebound here is good for Alana Ruker. Amelia O'Neill brought it down the floor. Missed the first shot, and Ruker was there to scoop it up and put it in. So end of the third quarter. Boy, that was a little crazy flurry there the last couple of seconds. Delhi leads 38-30. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Always appreciate our listeners on WCDOsports.com. That's a big thank you to Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's banking easier. So we really appreciate SFCU, everything they do for local sports. And as I said earlier, all our sponsors, and everything they do to allow us to be out at these games night in and night out, bringing you all the great local sports actions. One of the great things about our area is how supportive all our communities are of their high school athletics. Start of the fourth quarter, the Delhi girls leading 38-30. This would be a big win if they can hang on here in the MAC playoff picture. They're 8 minutes away from a big-time win. Passing it down low for Sophia Wakin. The turnaround shot is good. Wakin back in after sitting with a little foul trouble and immediately makes an impact. And so Anna Post is still on the bench, and we'll see how long Coach Bruce decides to wait it out as she's got those four fouls. Shot here from Crandall in the corner won't fall. Rebound for Nealis and back up the floor for Sylvia Little. 7:25 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi leading 40-30. Here's Riley Mason, right side for three. Left it short, skimmed the side of the rim, and a rebound for Lauren Frank. And back down the floor, right side. Frank is going to be fouled by Sophia Wakin. With 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Right as Frank got across midcourt, Wakin came swooping in, tried to trap, and got a little bit too much of the wrist as she went to get that steal. So the officials are going to get together and have a chat now. Of course, the fouls reset, so that could play a big part here. If Delhi continues, they have been very, unlucky, but they've had a lot more fouls tonight than Walton up on the board. And so if Walton wants to get to the line, that would certainly help them in the comeback here tonight. Here is Frank. This time is blocked by Wakin. It was clean. She stepped on the line, though, after that block, and she stole it away, so it'll stay with Walton. With 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 40-30. DA is on top here of Walton. Crandall will look to get it in. Finds Reinhart, top of the key. Right side for Harvey as Walton goes right to left. Crandall, three-point line extended to Reinhart. Into the far side corner now for Frank. Back across for Harvey. Pull-up jumper at the foul line. Left it short. Harvey, your own rebound. Second chance opportunity is good for Harvey. Harvey's got 11. Timeout taken here by Walton with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi leads 40-32. We'll be back soon on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 6:50 to go. Fourth quarter. Delhi girls leading 40-32. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Delhi will inbound the basketball. Walton stole it, but right on the line was Reinhart. So a good steal, but her tippy toe is on the line, so it stays with Delhi. Big thanks to Jim, as always. Busy time of year for me, of course, but also for Jim. He's got to be back in the studio prepping everything for all these games, so we appreciate him. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. An inbounds pass from Little to Aileen Nealis and a foul on Walton. It's going to be on Lauren Frank, her third, team second. Here's the team foul situation. Walton now with two. Delhi with none, which has kind of been the opposite of what it's been for the first three quarters of the game. Delhi will look to get it in. Here's Nealis. Will find Sophia Waken. Ahead now for Sylvia Little. Little, left side. Takes it all the way to the rim. Lays it up and in. Big bucket there for Little. She's got 6 points. Anna Post remains on the bench with those four fouls. She's got 16 points, and we'll see how long Coach Bruce decides to leave her there. At the moment, Delhi's okay. Now a steal by Nealis and a reach-in foul on Harvey with 6.5 to go. So all the work that Walton did, they were trailing by 12. They cut it all the way down to 4. Looked like they were going to be right back in it. Delhi has built this back up to a 10-point ball game, 42-32. Second foul on Harvey. So Delhi gets across midcourt. They go to Riley Mason. I'm just so impressed with how the Delhi bench is playing here tonight, all the contributions they've made. Little at the top of the key. They go to Mason, right side. Pump fakes on a three, gets down low. The jumper is too strong. Rebound for Clough. Good box out there by Clough, and she gets it across midcourt. Dribbles over the Bulldogs logo, and now goes to McGibbon at the top of the key. Now for Crandall, left side. Crandall goes to McGibbon. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Walton working it around, 15 on the shot clock. Right side, now into the corner for Palmateer, back out for McGibbon. 10 on the shot clock. Tipped out of bounds, though, by Riley Mason, who was trying to jump that pass and steal it. Skimmed off her hands and out of bounds. 9 on the shot clock here for Walton. They have it in their own offensive end of the floor, going right to left. They're on the left wing side. They go to Palmateer in the corner. Tried to spot up for a three. They go back to Crandall. Crandall leans in, and she's fouled on a long two. With 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter, Crandall's going to go to the line. I believe she's only going to get two. Yes, she is. She was just over the line and tossed one up. I think she thought she had less time. She still had 5 seconds, but she fired that one like the buzzer was about to expire. But hey, it worked out as she gets the first foul shot to go. Crandall now with 7 points. Second shot coming. This is a big one here for Crandall as Walton just tries to keep in touch. This one rattles in and out. Rebound for Hannah Baxter. And ahead now for Aileen Nealis. And across midcourt for Sylvia Little. Little up near midcourt will dish one back over for Riley Mason. Mason back for Little. Little crossover dribble. Now back to Mason. Steps in for a long two. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Shot clock is down to 10. Delhi's doing a good job on this possession of eating some clock. Little puts one up and will have a foul right at the foul line. Going to be on Crandall, as Little just kind of went off a screen on her hip, and this is going to send Little to the line. They're going to say it was in the act of shooting. Okay, I thought maybe it was on the floor. First foul on Crandall, third on Walton as a team, only one on Delhi so far in the fourth quarter. As Little steps to the line, the freshman's first shot is no good. Boy, just balanced scoring here. Of course, you do have Post with 16, but then you have, here's the rest of the scoring for Delhi, 6, 4, 4, 4, 3, 3, and 2. Just everybody has been so balanced here tonight. It's great. That's what you love to see as a coach. Little goes 0 for 2 at the line. You don't love to see that. Coach Bruce shaking his head as Clough comes back down the floor. Clough trying to go coast to coast. Can't get the shot. Little hustles back for the rebound. Brings it back up the floor for Delhi. Bulldogs leading 42-33 as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Little to the left side of the floor. Bounces into the corner now for Nealis. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Baxter. She fires and rattles in and out. Clough with another rebound. She's got to have over 10 rebounds. Clough's been fantastic. Boy, and a big-time collision at midcourt. Waken and Clough just went hip-to-hip there with 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. It has been a second half full of spills and just diving plays all over the floor. Everybody appears to be okay. This has been a rough one here, and that's what you expect in a rivalry game like this. Again, 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Nealis comes out. Reagan Brockie back in. Post is still on the bench with 4:55 to go, fourth quarter, with those four fouls. But still a decently comfortable lead here for DA, so they can keep her there until maybe they would need her. Here is Palmateer. Steps back three. Got it. Palmateer, 9 points on 3 three-pointers. And it's 42-36, and here we go. Coach Bruce saying, let's go, Anna. Gets her off the bench, and we'll take a timeout. Delhi will call time. They'll get Anna Post back in the ball game with 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. It is 42-36. Delhi girls on top of Walton. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4.5 to go in the fourth quarter here at Delaware Academy. Delhi girls leading Walton 42-36. Here's Sylvia Little back out to Reagan Brocky. To the right side now for Riley Mason. Out of the timeout, Anna Post is back in the game. She's playing with those four fouls. She has 16 points. She's going to have to be careful. Post with a rebound here, puts it up. It's partially blocked by Clough, and Clough will come away with it. Post kind of just had to let her go, so she didn't pick up any sort of reach-in foul. Clough gets across midcourt, goes to the right side for McGibbon. Again, 4:05 now to go here, fourth quarter. Left side for Crandall. Crandall with a give-and-go to Clough down low on the baseline, knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back to Delhi with 4 minutes exactly to go in the fourth quarter. Again, the Delhi girls leading Walton 42-36. We do have a final out of that BG and Green game. BG wins 61-56 over Green. That game was tied at 50 with 4 minutes to go, but BG pulls away on the road at Green. Now here's Anna Post in the paint. Turnaround shot, no good. Jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to Walton. Two good looks there for Post, but she couldn't get it to go. She's got to be a little cold after sitting on the bench for a few minutes. So that pretty much eliminates Green from top four contention with that loss tonight against Bainbridge Guilford. Back up the floor for Walton. Palmateer tries to feed one to Harvey. It gets knocked away. Crandall, though, comes up with the loose change. Back up top. Time is starting to become a factor here for Walton. They're trailing 42-36, and now a steal by Sylvia Little. Little takes it all the way for the layup up and in. Little has got 8 points, and she's been huge here in the second half, and it's 44-36 with 3:20 to go. Walton getting a little desperate here. Here's Crandall with the running jumper. Skims off the side of the rim. Rebound for Waken. Ahead now for Reagan Brocky across the midcourt timeline and back to Little, who just got over the timeline before a backcourt call. Here is Post, and she might have turned her ankle here as she goes down low at the right low block. Appears to be okay with 3:05 to go. She kind of went up for a jumper and then kind of just gingerly fell back down to the floor. Appears to be okay, though. It was an up-and-down call, and so Walton will get it back. Hope that Anna's okay. Must have just, you know, didn't come down on it right there. Walton will break the press with 3 minutes to go. Here's Clough taking it all the way. A block on Sylvia Little, and Clough's going to head to the line with 2:57 to go. Delhi fans not pleased with that call. And Clough has had a rough night here, especially in the second half in terms of just, it's been a physical war down low. So the third foul on Little, and both teams now sitting with three fouls apiece. Again, 2:57 to go, fourth quarter. 44-36 the score. Clough to the line. First shot is good. Hit the rim, bounced sky high, and then fell back through. What a shot there from Clough. Couldn't do that again if she tried. Clough, second shot coming. Every one of these points matters now for Walton. Settles in at the charity stripe. Shot is up for Clough. Left it short. Rebound for Harvey. Harvey puts it up. That one's too strong. Ball out of bounds back to Delhi. What a look there from Harvey. Rolled around the rim and wouldn't go. Leading scorer here tonight for Walton, Olivia Harvey with 11. She wants that one back, though, I'm sure. 2:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Reagan Brocky will get it in. Brocky goes to Anna Post in the backcourt. Buys herself some real estate. Pumps the brakes and now gets across into the Delhi offensive end of the floor. Now goes to Sylvia Little. Now for Riley Mason. Right side. Mason for three. Swish. Riley Mason dials long distance. And Delhi leads 47-37 with 2.5 to go. Mason has been huge off the bench. Here's Crandall. Tight defense there from Mason, kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with Walton with 2:26 to go. Great place to call the game here at Delaware Academy. I'm up off the floor. I'm kind of in a little perch on the far sideline. Across from me are the benches, and it's just a great, fun place to call a game, especially in an atmosphere like this. Harvey with a left side three on the inbounds pass. It won't go. Rebound for guess who? Riley Mason. Ahead now for Reagan Brockie. Brockie back to Mason. Oh, she wanted that three and thought better of it. She said, oh, I got to take some time. She smiled when she didn't let it go. They work it inside for Sophia Wakin. Shot won't go down. Rebound for Harvey. Harvey in the backcourt will dribble out of trouble with 2 minutes to go. Delhi leads 47-37. Harvey across midcourt. Now for McGibbon. Into the corner for Palmateer. Fires a three too strong. Rebound for Little of Delhi. So Delhi leads by 10. A pass for Anna Post. Takes it all the way to the rim. Up and in. Post now with 18, and Delhi trying to put the icing on the cake, maybe, with a minute 40 to go. They lead 49-37. McGibbon across midcourt. Don't forget, we got the postgame show coming up as well after the final whistle tonight. Going to have a foul on Delhi with a minute and a half to go as Walton was trying to work it to the interior at the right low block. See who they get this one on. Sylvia Little, her fourth, team's fourth. But a tough night for Delhi in terms of the fouls, but they've weathered the storm. Back up to Carissa Crandall on the inbounds pass. A running little floater in the paint, no good. Rebound, though, is up and in. McGibbon was right there to gather up the rebound and put it home. Walton takes a timeout. We'll step away as well. A minute 25 to go, fourth quarter. It is Delhi leading 49-39. I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:25 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lowell on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Delhi girls lead 49-39. So they're up 10 with a minute 25 to go, and Delhi has the ball. Out of the timeout, Walton has got some full-court pressure. They're trying to foul. No, now they get a steal, and Clough will put it up and in. Boy, that worked out for them. Clough with 10 points, got the steal. Walton was trying to foul there, and Post kind of just lost control of the ball before she was fouled. Clough got it, scooped it up, and put it in. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. It's 49-41. Delhi leads Walton. We'll be back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, full court pressure from Walton. Post is going to throw it away again. And a steal by the Walton Warriors. Stolen back, though, by Sophia Wakin. She saves it back inbounds. Ball is loose on the floor. Delhi's going to get a timeout. Gary Backus is not pleased over on the far side. The Walton head coach saying that Delhi didn't have possession. How could they call a timeout? That's a tough call right there. The officials are going to give it to Delhi, though, with a minute 9 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're going to step away for another 30-second break. It is Delhi 49, Walton 41. DA is going to have the ball when we come back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
109 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi girls leading at 49-41. And again, in case you were wondering, that score from the BG game, BG girls defeat Green 61-56. BG was up by as many as at least 12 in the second half. They were up 12 at the end of the third quarter. Green tied it up at 50 with 4 minutes to go, but BG pulled away for a 61-56 victory. So 1:10 to go in the fourth quarter here in Delhi, and the Delhi girls lead 49-41. Across midcourt, that's going to be a 10-second call. Delhi was just about to cross midcourt, and they were kind of taking their sweet old time, and that one bites them. You know, that's tough sometimes if you're not aware. Out of a time, you know, there was a couple timeouts there. They weren't really thinking about the 10-second call. Coach Bruce, less than thrilled over on the far side. That whiteboard just took a little bit of a beating on that one. 105 to go here, fourth quarter. 49-41 the score. Here's Clough left side. Clough goes back to Crandall's. We come up on a minute to go. Here we are. Under a minute. Does Walton have some magic in the tank? Here's Palmateer. Delhi is really extending the zone, trying to take away the three-point shot. 15 on the shot clock. McGibbon goes to the far side for Palmateer. Back to McGibbon. 10 is on the shot clock. McGibbon fires up a shot from way deep. She had a lot of time left, and she fired one up when she didn't need to. I think she just got a little trigger happy there. Delhi will bring it back up the floor. Here is Sylvia Little. Little holding on to it, burning some clock. Walton is not fouled yet. They go to Riley Mason. Mason gets into the paint, fires up a jumper. It's good. Mason now with 8 points, and Delhi leads 51-41, 20 seconds to go. Left side for Clough. Clough into the corner for Carissa Crandall. 15 seconds left. Crandall is going to fire a three. Rattles in and out. Wake in with a rebound, and this will be a timeout taken here by the Delhi Bulldogs with 10 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. So the Delhi girls are going to win this ball game tonight. They lead 51-41 with 10 seconds left. So this is going to make the MAC standings pretty interesting. All right, let's do some quick math here during this timeout. So BG wins tonight. They are now 9-1. Unitigo wins tonight. They beat Sydney. They're now 9-1. Walton is now 7-3. And Delhi is now 7-2. So Delhi, as of tonight, will jump into the 3 spot. Walton at 7-3 would be in the 4 spot. Green at 5-4 is now in that 5 spot, along with Deposit Hancock. And I'm not sure, I can't remember who has the tiebreaker off the top of my head there. But the top 4, as of right now, would be BG 1, Unitigo 2, Delhi 3, Walton 4. In the girls' MAC standings, if this holds true, and I'm assuming it will, with 10 seconds left, Delhi leading 51-41. So, yeah, make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show. Delhi will look to get it in. They do to Reagan Brockie, and time is going to tick off here. Nealis back to Brockie with 5 seconds left, and Brockie just got away with a double dribble. She goes to Wake, and ref's going to let it go, and that'll do it. Final score. Delhi wins 51-41 on senior night. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Delaware Academy. 51-41, our final score. Delhi girls defeating Walton. So again, the top four as of right now would be BG 1, Unitego 2, Delhi 3, and Walton 4. Here is our scoring summary tonight. First for Delaware Academy, 18 points from Anna Post, and then very balanced scoring the rest of the way. Riley Mason and Sylvia Little with 8 apiece, 4 points apiece from Aileen Nealis, Hannah Baxter, and Alana Ruker, 3 from Sophia Wake, and 2 from Reagan Brocky. That was excellent scoring across the board for Delhi. On the other side for Walton, a team-high 11 points from Olivia Harvey, 10 points from Mackenzie Clough, 9 from Jordan Palmatier, 7 from Carissa Crandall, and then 2 apiece from Makara McGibbon and from Grace Reinhart. So that is the scoring summary. 51-41 is the final score. And again, 18 points, the game high for Anna Post, and then a team high 11 on the other side for Olivia Harvey. I'm going to step away one more time for 30 seconds. When we come back, we'll do our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose here on WCDO. We'll be right back.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here as the Delhi girls defeat Walton 51-41. It's time now for our 3 awards here tonight, folks. Our offense and defense and all-purpose awards to give out. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Anna Post tonight. Game high 18 points for Delhi for Anna Post. She is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you, of course, by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that to Olivia Harvey tonight from Walton. I thought she was great on the interior and did a little bit of everything. And again, had that team-high 11 points. So that will be Olivia Harvey from Walton getting our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I want to give that to Riley Mason tonight. 8 points for Delaware Academy. I thought she was great off the bench, did a little bit of everything. So we'll give Riley Mason our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. Could have gone to any number of players. I could have gone with Sylvia Lill. I thought Aileen Nealis was tough. Hannah Baxter, Ruker was tough as well. So we will give Riley Mason our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award tonight. She is from Delhi. Again, our final score, 51-41. Big win tonight for Delhi over Walton. So the top four picture is a little more clear. Still a couple of games that, could shake things up, but it looks like it's, pretty close to being concrete as the playoffs will start next week. So again, Delhi wins 51-41. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. I'll be back on the air on Friday night when the UV girls host Afton with a 7:15 tip, and we'll be on with the 7 o'clock Butler Auto tip-off show before that. Tomorrow night and Thursday night, make sure you check out Twitter. I'll be at a couple of big games around the area. And then on Saturday, listen in at 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock for the Tri-Valley League Championship games. Boys is at 5, and the girls is at 7 up at Hartwick College. Boys is Edmiston and Morris. Girls is Morris and Franklin. We'll have both those games on WCDO back-to-back, so it's going to be a fun weekend ahead of high school basketball. I'm Nate Lowell. We will see you on Friday here on WCDO Sports. Have a good night.